This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome, Chris Switz with you. Morning Devotions. One of the amazing facts that come out of the American history is a volunteer group called the Humane Society. Now, there is a Humane Society, a group of assistance to animals, and I'm not talking about that group. I'm going way back to the 1800s to Massachusetts and the Atlantic Sea, which was and still is a very dangerous sea. And many boats have been smashed up there, people have drowned, lives have been lost. But did you know that volunteers got together and they built small huts along the shore, and then they had volunteers who watched the sea 24 hours a day? They were there whenever a ship went down or word got out that a ship was in distress, the word got out, and these people, ordinary people, brave adults, would risk their own lives to save everyone on board. And this group, the Humane Society, had a motto. This was the motto: you have to go out, but you don't have to come back. And when I heard this, I was absolutely amazed. Here was a group of people, all volunteers, prepared to risk everything, even their own lives, to save people on the boats. And these were people at sea that they'd never met. Well, history says that after a while, the US Coast Guard became involved. They took over the task of rescue. And soon the volunteers stopped manning these little huts. And they stopped searching the coastlines for ships that were in danger. And yet something strange happened. This wonderful community-minded people, the selfless people who loved others, couldn't bring themselves to disband. And the life-saving society still exists today, and they meet up together to have meals, and they share time together. They enjoy each other's company. And that's so much that they want to meet, even though their life-saving activity is no longer needed. The US Coast Guard does what they used to do. And this is an incredibly moving story to me. Here were people prepared to risk everything. Philip Adams once said, "It seems to me that people have vast potential. Most people can do extraordinary things if they have the confidence or take the risks. Yet most people," he said, "don't. They sit in front of the TV and they treat life as if it goes on forever." Well, taking risks, and I want to talk about this again tomorrow, taking risks certainly is a dangerous thing. We naturally shrink back in fear, but it was T.S. Eliot who said, "Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go." It was Dale Carnegie who used to say, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear, but action breeds confidence and courage." And if you want to conquer fear, Dale Carnegie said, "Don't sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy." Do you remember the movie Good Will Hunting? You've probably seen that, the marvellous film with Matt Damon playing Will. And Will was a young mathematical genius who couldn't bring himself to engage with the world. He works as a cleaner, and on this building site he made some good friends since he was a little boy, but he didn't trust anyone. He wouldn't risk any serious new relationships because as a child he was abused viciously by his stepfather, and so he wasn't going to get too close to anyone. He didn't want to get hurt. But he gets involved with a girl who asks him to move with her from Boston to California. He refuses. He has to attend some counselling, and Robin Williams plays the role of his counsellor. And Robin Williams, in his role, asks Will, "Why won't you go to California?" "I can't risk her turning out to be less than perfect, and then she'll probably reject me." That's what he said. And the counsellor says, "Well, that's a great philosophy, Will. That way you can go through your whole life without ever really having to know anybody." It certainly is true. To laugh is to risk appearing to be a fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To expose your feelings is to risk exposing your true self. To live is to risk dying. And the person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, is nothing. They might avoid suffering and sorrow, but they can't learn and feel, grow, love, and truly live. And only God can help us. And I'm going to talk about this again tomorrow. Thank you, dear Lord, that sometimes we've got to take risks. It's not easy. It can be painful. But Lord, you've got the courage and the wisdom to give us in all circumstances of life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.